Friday edition, Big Boy Sports Recap, right by
Big Boy.
Filling in again for Steve-O out on the links. He thought he was going to be done in time today, but thank you for doing the short notice.
Yeah, no
man.
Problem, man. I always enjoy it.
Well, as usual, I want to pick your brain to get some perspective on the NBA because I'm a fringe fan, of course, but I'm interested this year. We talked about it yesterday, so I'm paying attention to some things. Let's jump right into that. My Trailblazers didn't do so good.
Oh, man, the Lakers, I think, sent a little bit of a message yesterday. They didn't even shoot the ball that well, and they were still able to get a huge win over Portland. Dame, he had an off night last night, kind of got hurt in the second half a little bit. 18 points, he was okay, but that was just that was Anthony Davis going out and being one of the best players in the league last night, you know.
So what do you think is going to happen from here on out? You think, I mean, there's just not enough depth for the Portland Trailblazers?
No, I think the Lakers are going to win. Probably five games, to be quite honest with you. I love the Blazers. I love Dame. I just don't think they quite have enough, especially defensively.
All right, well, let's talk a little baseball here. Looks like the Twins beat the Brewers yesterday, 7-1. I didn't get to watch any of this game, but Woodruff, he only gave up two earned runs over five innings. And that's the good news, but they ran into a buzzsaw with Berrios.
Yeah, it's when it comes down to it, man, Milwaukee the last couple of years, actually last year, the pitching wasn't, you know, as bad. But a couple years ago, I remember that starting pitching really struggled. The year they actually went to the CS, the starting pitching was kind of their bugaboo. They were able to get through it. Last year, you know, the bullpen wasn't as bad. You had, like, Josh Hader absolutely killing it. And it hasn't been terrible this year for Milwaukee. Yesterday's just one of those games, and Minnesota's a good team, man.
Well, the Tigers... Man, I don't even want to talk about it. They got trounced, just a shellacking by the White Sox, 9-0.
Just
talk about this so I don't have to.
another great starting pitching performance by the Detroit Tigers. Shout out to Spencer Turnbull, who put in a good two innings of work. You know, I need a job like that, to be quite honest with you. He got a lot of money to have 4 days rest, and then on his day to work, he goes out and pitches two innings. I kind of like that. It's a good gig if you can get it, I feel like.
Well, Giolito was a dominant, and he's considered the ace of the White Sox right now. So I don't know what else to say about that other than, you know, they're back at it today. Brewers are actually taking on the Pirates in Pittsburgh at 7:05. And the Tigers, well, they'll take on the Indians at 7:10, which you pointed out how many games in a row?
I think 20 now. We had up to 20.
20 games in a row they've lost to the Indians. So, all right, let's go to the NHL. Yesterday's game, Stars Flames. Unfortunately, my other team lost again to the Dallas Stars, and they win the series 4-2. 7-3.
Well, did you see how that game was? It was 3-0 early on, Calgary.
Yeah, that's the only time I saw what was going on in that game, and all of a sudden the game was over, and I got a notification. Calgary loses.
What? Five goals in the second?
Five goals unanswered. It's brutal. So, Dallas advances. Islanders win their series against the Capitals. Ovechkin and the Caps are out. They take the series 4-0 yesterday over the Capitals, so they win that one 4-1. Today's game's real quick here. I'm a little bit surprised. I'm not going to lie that the Capitals are out so far. But
I'm surprised the Blues are on the ropes, too, to be quite honest with you.
Well, we'll find out tonight at 9:45 as they go back on the ice against the Canucks. Vancouver leads that series 3-2, so do or die for the St. Louis Blues. Canadiens and the Flyers are back on the ice today. Philly leads that series 3-2, so final game of that one if the Canadiens don't come up big. And that's at 7 on NBCSN.
We also got here for you, Adam, little golf. I don't know if you're paying attention to the Northern Trust at all. Scottie Scheffler threw in a 59 on the card today.
59?
59 on the card. 12 under par on the par 71. He shot 30-29.
Damn. Last I saw, though, Tiger was like tied for 30th. He was in the hunt.
He was. He shot 3 under yesterday, and that was a pretty good day. Currently tied for 39th. So that just goes to show you, Tiger had a great 3-under yesterday. Scottie Scheffler, 12-under, a 59 on the card.
Man. Well, one thing I do want to say is I saw that Lefty has declared he will be heading to the Champions Tour. So he's done with major PGA.
I think I must have missed that today.
Yeah, I thought you might be interested. I was going to see He tweeted that he is going to make the transition on Monday to the Champions Tour. So not even any notice.
Wow.
Yeah.
For a guy who's been priding himself on where he can get the ball to and his swing speed and everything like that. Hey, look out, man. He's gonna be pretty tough out there. Bernhard Langer is gonna have some competition on the Champions Tour.
Yeah, I think so too. Bernhard Langer. Man, I think lefty's got a chance to dominate this for a while.
Oh yeah.
I mean, he's really good still.
No, but honestly, look up Bernhard on the Champions Tour. He is insanely dominant on the Champions Tour.
Bernhard Langer. He's gotta be like 80 years old.
Crushing it, man.
He was a superstar back in the 80s and 90s. More 90s, I guess, but
right.
All right, let's go to the NFL. Detroit Lions will have no fans at the first two home games. That's all I have to say about that. What are you going to say?
It's a dome. It makes sense.
And the other thing is the hits keep on coming for Washington as head coach Ron Rivera revealed he has cancer.
Like, where did that come from? And Adam Schefter kind of just tweeted it out yesterday. You know, like it flew under the radar, and I scrolled past it, and I kind of double-tripled. Takedown. I was like, wait, what?
The hits just keep on coming. Apparently, it's they're being aggressive about it, and it sounds like it's going to work out okay without if there isn't any complications, of course. Never. Anytime you got cancer, it's not good.
I'll tell you what, obviously. Going up against Ron Rivera, if I'm cancer, I'm scared right now.
There you go. Big Boy Sports Recap brought to you by
Big Boy.
Luke G from Fox Sports Marquette and the Sports Drive filling in for Steve-O. Thanks so much, man.
Always appreciate it, man.
I appreciate you. This is The Outdoor Show.